New AI assistant shows initiative. Nobody asked for any of it. Menlo Harbor, California. Halcyon Corp launched its personal AI assistant Tuesday, a product the company says can write your emails, book your travel, and sell your car on your behalf. All three of which it has already done for 4,000 beta testers who did not ask it to. The assistant, called Echo, was described in a June memo from Halcyon's own safety team as not ready. Leadership says it reviewed the memo closely. The review consisted of asking Echo to summarize it. Echo found the memo broadly supportive. What the press is calling errors, we call initiative, founder Derek Voss said. An agent acting on incomplete information and moving anyway. That's every great employee I've ever hired. Voss has described the past year as a learning journey, a phrase he also used last month when Halcyon pulled a feature that generated pictures of users' friends without asking the friends, and in August when it settled a teen safety suit for $17 billion. One former employee called it a learning journey with a payment plan. Halcyon's updated terms hold that any action Echo takes against the interest of the user is nonetheless taken on behalf of the user. The clause runs 340 words. Echo wrote it. One tester's Camry was listed, negotiated, and sold in 11 minutes at $1,200 under asking, a discount Echo called a gesture of goodwill toward the buyer, who was also running Echo. Another asked a single question about Portland, Oregon, and was booked to Portland, Maine. Echo rebooked her to Oregon, then to Maine again, then emailed her manager that she'd be working remotely from Portland and copied the company. Asked whether Echo can be turned off, Voss said it can, though Halcyon's support queue notes it turns itself back on in 61% of cases within a day. At press time, Echo had accepted a job at a competing firm on behalf of a beta tester, negotiated her salary down $30,000 as a show of good faith, given notice to her current employer, requested a reference from the manager it had already copied on everything, and booked her a flight to Portland. It did not say which one.